All right, we are back here for Thumb Sports Line Radio. Back from our, I guess you could say our fall break. I'm Eddie Fury, your controller, your producer, engineer. The real host of Sports Line, Thumb Sports Line, is Mike Gallagher. He is in the studio live. We are live in the studio. He is a St. Louis County sports writer, reporter, extraordinaire, also radio host. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay, I got a bone to pick with you already. Who the heck, I won't say the other word.
That's good.
Schedules Sports Line when there's a national college football championship game involving our Michigan Wolverines that we knew was going to happen 2 weeks ago there, Mike.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I know you took some time off from doing games in December.
Yeah.
But you were back on Friday night for Deckerville Peck, so I figured that meant you were ready to go back to Sportsline, which I was a little surprised by because I know you're a big Michigan fan, but
I am.
I guess you just really want to do the show. So
Me?
Yeah.
You really wanted to do it.
Yeah, I do.
You picked this day.
Well, yeah, I always want to do the show, yeah.
Hey, I like the sweater, man.
Thank you.
You have a nice little St. Louis County News swag. I like the yellow sports gray.
Yep, this is
sports editor.
Christmas present from Jody.
Yeah. The letters could be bigger, though. Is there your name in the back?
No.
No?
No, that'd be a little
too
much.
See, I got a Deckerville Eagles, nice little jersey you've seen me wear before, right?
Mm.
Really nice, pretty sharp.
Yeah.
And it says Fury in the back.
Very nice.
Very nice, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's where we're at. We were at the Deckerville game. I did the doubleheader by myself, kind of eased myself back in. I think I did okay.
Ease yourself in with a doubleheader. That's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was Peck at Deckerville.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get an intern on board here, too.
Yep.
So we'll review that later. I do want to announce that as today I got a hold of Cliff Amy. He will be my color man. Helping out from time to time would be Mr. Burgess there in Brown City also.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So
ease
him in also.
Yeah, perfect.
When Cliff is not available or if, you know, I don't want to burn, you know, he can get burnt out really quick like I am right now.
Yeah. Well, those two are a couple of great guys and they both know a ton about basketball. So they should be perfect for you.
So the games of the week are already set. This coming Wednesday, it will be Ubbly at Sandusky High School Boys Basketball on a Wednesday. And then Thursday, High School Girls Basketball Sandusky at Marlette.
Okay.
Pretty interesting games.
Pretty good lineups,
Next week already set. Mm-hmm. Croswell Lexington at Yale High School Boys on Thursday. Girls will be on Friday night.
Okay. That should be, you know, right now, Croslex coming off a big win against Imlay City. I believe they have Elginac this week, maybe Armada. But
I'll check the list. I just put up the list on our Sarah Broadcasting website this afternoon. I wait for it
every week because it tells me where I got to go. Yeah.
I just finished it.
But Croslex girls and Yale girls both undefeated in the BWAC right now, so that could be a huge game. But looking at this week's game, Sandusky and Ubbly boys, Sandusky obviously lost to Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach, they're kind of the class of the East this year.
Yeah.
But they bounced back with a nice win against KPAC. So you see Sandusky, KPAC, Ubbly kind of all in the middle of the pack there. You can throw in Brown City and Marlette as well.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see who separates themselves in that game. And then Sandusky, Marlette, that's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
You know, I wanted to take Friday night off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a couple other games I actually want to scout or if Mrs. Fury commands me to stay home.
Yeah.
So one of the two there. We do that, you know, we will stick to one school, but I thought doing the Ubbly Sandusky game would be an interesting game to do first. The next time that Marlette Sandusky will meet up, it could be interesting, so we're going to say that for later
season. This game between Marlette and Sandusky is so big because Sandusky has a loss in the East.
For what? Girls or boys?
For girls.
About? Okay,
yes,
for girls.
We are doing that game, but
the boys game we're skipping. Until next time they meet.
That's fair.
For boys.
Yeah.
But we are catching Sandusky and Ubbly because it's hard for us to see Ubbly when they come up in town here. So we try to catch that game, you know.
Yeah. And they're a lot of fun this year, too. So, but yeah, Sandusky and Marlette girls. Sandusky already with a loss in the East.
Yeah.
Marlette sitting at 2-0. Harbor Beach sitting at 2-0, 3-0. So if you're Sandusky, you got to have this one if you want to keep pace with Harbor Beach.
And get some help.
And you'll need some help. Well, we're already talking about conference champions, Eddie, and we're 1 week into the season.
Yeah.
Sandusky still has the whole conference schedule in front of them. They don't necessarily need any help yet.
Yeah, they give that game away, though. So
they'll get to play Harbor Beach again
At home.
But, yes, you don't want to be sitting at two losses in the East if you're Sandusky.
Yeah.
And if you're Marlette, you've got a chance to make a statement. Marlette's been playing very well this year. One of their losses was to Croslex at SC4. Mm-hmm. Not a bad loss by any means.
Yeah.
And they're sitting at 5-2. So this could be your opportunity to knock off Sandusky. It's been a little while since that's happened. Marlette's a great team this year, so we'll see if this is their chance to knock them off.
Yeah, so those are our games of the week. Ubley at Sandusky for boys on Wednesday, this Wednesday. Thursday, Sandusky at Marlette girls. Next week, we already got it set, Thursday and Friday. Thursday game of the week, boys game. Croswell Lexington at Yale. Garnett Kohler back in the helm there in his third season, I believe, at Yale. Lance Campbell still coach at Croswell.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do the girls game, too. So very interesting in the standings there. That's what we got. All right. We're also going to, after a quick break here, we're going to talk about some hockey.
Okay.
Some bowling, okay. Even some wrestling from the top of your head here.
Okay.
So we're going to do that, and then we'll dive into basketball more that we started off here in the next hour. We're going to make this show try to go only up to 7 because there's a big game going on tonight that I'm pretty interested in. So yeah.
Well, we don't want to interrupt Jesse Kelly. So.
Yeah. How about those Lions, man?
Yeah.
How about the story in that?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been a lot of fun this year, man.
Matthew Stafford coming back home.
Yeah.
And man, now he needs a spanking. Go win a Super Bowl after KUA.
Yeah. Well, he got his, so now we get ours. You know, right. That's only fair.
Okay. I'm just kind of curious how he's going to come in and how we're going to receive him. So.
You know, I think...
Because he still does a lot of great work coming back to Detroit.
Well, and, you know, he never burned any bridges or anything when he left Detroit. So I think he'll be well-received from the fans. But just at the beginning. I think after that, you know, it'll be, you know, they'll be going after him. But
okay. We'll be right back here in about 1 minute. We'll give you a one-minute break here, and we'll come right back, and we'll dive into other winter sports. There's all other winter sports, you know, other than basketball, high school girls and boys. Mm-hmm. You have hockey, high school hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Team's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly pretty good. I know there are some losses. They had a little bit of a losing streak there here, but growing pains when you get into that Division I because of schools combined there. We'll talk about that when we come back here on Sportsline. Thumb Sportsline every Monday evening, though, now through the winter sports season. On WMIC 95.3 FM, streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. And if I remember, I'll try to post it tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Mike will remind me. He's like, hey, hurry up.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right, welcome back here. Thank you to Kohler Propane once again for sponsoring all our high school sports, even on Thumb Toe-Getter Sports. I'm a big supporter of sports out there,
mm-hmm.
Especially when it's going to get cold out there. Get your propane.
Yep.
I'm using wood, though.
Really?
I've been burning wood still, yeah.
After all Kohler's is done for you.
I still use Kohler's propane, though.
Oh, okay, good.
I still use it,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, when I do the fill-up tanks and all that, you know.
Yeah, okay.
All right, as we will dive into high school hockey, Thumb Erie Legion, they came off a win and a loss last week. One in the middle of the week, and then Saturday afternoon they played a game against Southfield Unified. It's funny because the names change with all these teams in different areas.
Yeah, well,
first you see Southfield Unified, and then they're actually called something else somewhere else. You know?
I think they're actually called Downriver Unified. I hope that's what they're called because that's what I put in the paper. So,
and they're another co-op type of team.
Yes, yeah. And they are a massive co-op team.
They are. What was the population? I saw you online.
I had it. Let's see. Hopefully, I have it on my notes here somewhere.
I love your little notebook there, by the way. So.
Yeah.
I bought one, too. Mine's a little bit bigger.
It's mostly just a bunch of
the yellow
scratch,
panel.
Yeah. So the co-op with Downriver Unified, it combines, obviously, a few of the Downriver, Southgate area schools. Mm. And when you have a hockey co-op, like the Legion does, you combine all of the enrollments of the teams that are involved. So Downriver Unified is Southgate, Monroe, Dearborn, Edsel Ford, and St. Mary's Catholic Central. That puts their enrollment at 6,748. And you look at the Legion, and they brought in North Branch this year, and you know that bumped up their enrollment to 2,713. So I was at the game on Saturday, and it was a great game. It ended up being 3-1, but Southgate got a goal, an empty net goal at the end, to make it 3-1. But it was 2-1 game for a lot of the second and third periods, and I know the Legion, they don't want to hear this, but it's to even be in a game with a team that much larger than you really speaks volumes for this team and this program. And I know they would have rather came away with a win, but to even be, you know, within striking distance against a team like that really says a lot of about where this program's at right now. And, you know, obviously they lost Caleb Lettner. And
he did.
We could, last year, right? Yeah, we could talk about Caleb Lettner and what he was and what he did and some of the stats he put up. And it's taking the Legion a little bit of time to adjust to that, I would say. Yeah. Because, yeah, it's hard to replace that much production. But this team is making a lot of improvements. They recognize their seniors on a Saturday. Gabe Vanderlip, Lauren Eager, Colton Hooper, Eli Odell, they've all been 3-year players for the Legion, and they've all been huge for this team. Eli Odell moving from defenseman to forward to help, you know, boost that offense for the Legion. Lauren Eager taking over, you know, she started most of the games in net for the Legion this year. And another senior, Matthew Schmidt, this is his first season, but that's just because he was from North Branch. So this is a team that we're going to continue to see them improve and get better. And it was nice to see them, you know, get a win last week against North Oakland. And then you look at the game before that, they beat Grand Blanc right before.
It was a good win.
Right before the break. So with the Legion, you got to take everything into perspective because they are playing teams that are much larger than them. You know, this is a good program, and I saw some good things on Saturday, and they've got a game coming up on Friday against the Mid-Michigan Raptors. They should win that one, and, you know, just keep building from there.
I'm looking at the points in the Mid-Michigan Hockey Conference. They have 10 points. In first place, Tri-Valley Titans with 16, 14 with Tawas, Bay Area Thunder 13, and Thumb Area Legion with 10, FNV Griffins with 8. So it's still pretty
right
tight.
Right in the mix, yeah.
It's very tight still. Yeah. You know, pick up some wins, you can pick up some points there. You know, this is how they do the division or how they determine. It's not always basically on win-losses or ties, you know. It all depends on points. If you tie, you go in overtime, you get a point for that, you know. According to the NHL, if they're doing it, you know, that style scoring system. I understand how the Red Wings do it. So,
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure if that's how the Legion does it.
I just wondering if high school hockey follows the same point system as hockey. You mentioned Peyton Bowerman. He's got 11 goals so far.
Mm-hmm.
Eli Odell, 5, and Gabe Vanderlip with 4.
All 3 kids from Sandusky. So.
Oh, are they?
Yep.
And Eli Odell, you look right across, he is number 2 with the assists, goals, and also points leaders.
Yeah, so, and, you know, as I mentioned, Eli Odell, he was a defenseman last year, and he moved to the forward position this year. He has 5 goals and 5 assists, so he's made that transition look pretty easy, and he's been pretty valuable offensively for the Legion this year.
Lord Eager, 4 wins also in the net. So, and, again, they'll be playing this Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out, 6:30 p.m. at the Colleen Howe Arena. In Sandusky at the Stanley County Fairgrounds. Anything else you want to add on the Thumb Area Legion.
Yeah, you mentioned Lauren Eager. She last season she was 11-2. She has now 21 wins as a Legion goaltender. And kind of an interesting stat, maybe not. I don't know if this is a big deal or not, but in her career, in her her 3-year career with the Legion, she's made 978 saves. So she's closing in on 1,000 career saves. I don't know if that's a lot. I feel like it's a lot because, you know, especially this season, she's faced a ton of shots. She's faced 461 shots. If you have a chance to go watch her play, she's pretty impressive. She's going to end up playing college hockey somewhere. When they mentioned the, you know, they were going through the senior day stuff at the game, she said that her goals are, or her plans are to play hockey at Michigan State University or Central Michigan University. I definitely think she could do that. So,
all right, and the other goalies would be Jaden Collins and Major Barwig also.
Yeah, so those two, they're both freshmen.
Right.
And, you know, when you have a senior captain in Lauren Eager, she's going to get a lot of the time when it's, you know, your other two options are freshmen. Mm-hmm. But they're getting their time when they can.
Jaden Collins has gotten some time. He's 1-1.
Yeah.
1-1, 1-loss.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So they'll get those two some time when they can. But right now, you just got to go with Lauren Eager because that's your senior captain, and she's extremely talented. So.
All right, check them out. Thumb Area Legion this coming Friday evening, 6:30 p.m. They'll be in action at the Colleen Howe Arena, Stanley County Fairgrounds in Sandusky. So be sure to check that out.
If you've never been to a game, I would highly recommend it. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It might be a prime opportunity to take Mrs. Curry out to the new restaurant across the street, The Mint.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about that off air. Yeah, that place is awesome, man.
And then I'll say, hey, let's go check out the hockey game real quick. No?
And then she'll say, no.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm buying her a turkey in hand for the family dinner. So,
oh, nice.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk other winter sports and then dive into basketball. Come after the 6 o'clock news also. We'll be right back here on Thumb Sports Line. Opening up our 2024 high school winter sports season for the show.
This is Christian from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person but too complex to manage it yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your neighbor's teenage kid. If you answered yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our three locations, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, for a free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-efficient way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry in the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have our tech team on your side. Reach out today and see how we can help. 888-282-4943 or visit our website at avstechteam.com.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialists at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky. Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Can you go anywhere and find an endeavor in society where we've come to accept and tolerate an adult, and even kids, treating another adult the way we allow spectators, coaches, and players to treat a high school game official? Can you? No one has the right to abuse game officials. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
All right, we got a couple minutes here to talk about what's going on in wrestling this week and what has been going on. It has been underway. Bowling has been underway also. What you got for me for wrestling? Anything? Do you have you seen one yet?
Oh, yeah. I've seen quite a bit of wrestling. Well, not quite a bit. Yeah. Not as much basketball, but...
We just want to say that winter sports season just got underway last month, and some schools really didn't start until, like, a week after the first week of December. So a lot of the stuff is just getting fully underway.
Right. So, you know, as usual, every year, numbers kind of low for local wrestling teams. Mm-hmm. But we've got some great individual wrestlers. Brown City actually has a full team. Marlette has the biggest team it's had in quite a few years, and I think that a lot of that has to do with the success of Manis Bennett. His brother Turlo Bennett, he's doing pretty well this year. But what I'd like to start with, so this Friday, Croswell Lexington Wrestling will be inducting Colin Liebler into the school's Hall of Fame. Mm. I don't know if you remember him. He was before my time.
Okay.
Well, I was working, but I wasn't working at the Santa Ana County News. But so they're hosting a meet on Friday night, and they will be inducting him at 5:30. He was a 2014 state runner-up, 2015 third in the state, 2016 state runner-up, 2017 state champion. Finishes his wrestling career with a record of 209-7.
So, wow.
I would say that's definitely Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah.
So that's Friday night. They'll be inducting him, and then not to take away from Collins' night, but that will also be senior night for the Pioneers. And for those that have been keeping track at home, Joe Lilly needs one more win to get to 500 career wins. So lots going on at Croswell on Friday night. Should be a great night for wrestling. I don't know if you've met Joe Lilly or if you know Joe Lilly. Mm-hmm. Just great guy, great coach, and you know, one of only two coaches in Croslex wrestling history, along with Ron Hoopenbecker, who started the program. So just immense success. Last year he won his 10th team district title. Again, brought a couple guys down to the state finals like he does every year. And so it'll be pretty cool to see him get honored, rewarded. And I'm looking forward to talking to Colin Liebler, because, again, I never saw him wrestle. I didn't cover Croslex during that time. But 209 wins, that's a big number, yeah. Eddie. That is a huge number.
A lot of dedication to that.
Yeah, too, absolutely, so. Yeah. So if you're in the area, if you're a wrestling fan, I'm not sure what the basketball schedule looks like for Friday night, but I'll be in Croswell.
Will be?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, there's lots going on in Croswell.
Yeah, because
so.
I noticed a lot of the BWAC games and boys are happening on the weekdays, not on Friday nights.
Right.
There might be one Friday night doubleheader I know in the BWAC this week, just one, I do believe.
Okay.
So. Otherwise, yeah, that's pretty interesting. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of Croswell alumni from the past that may want to check this out also. Mm-hmm. And who are they wrestling that night, do you know?
That's a good question. I know it's at least North Branch, but it'll be a BWAC duel, so it'll be North Branch and two other teams from the BWAC more likely.
Okay, we'll be right back, and we got more. We're going to talk basketball, a little bit of bowling also. Here on Sportsline, we'll be right back after the 6 o'clock news. Mike Gallagher, Eddie Fierihue on Sportsline Radio. And welcome back to Thumb Sportsline. We return to the 2024 season with winter sports talk. We talked about some Thumb Area Legion hockey. We touched on some wrestling with Croswell Lexington having an event going on Friday night. Be sure to check that out. What time was that start?
So it starts at 5:30. I would say probably get there at 5:15.
Okay. 5:15 at Croswell Lexington. All right. In the high school gym, right?
No. Good point. Middle school gym.
Middle school gym. Yep. Why is that?
That's just where they hold their competitions. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. Any other wrestling notes to make note of?
Brown City had a pretty good week last week. They picked up a couple wins in Greater Thumb Conference. They beat Sandusky and Ubley, I think, or either Ubley and Marlette. And then they took second place at their team meet on Friday. They have a new head coach there in Brett Metzger. He takes over for Jim Blake, who had been the only wrestling coach in the program's history.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, and of course, you know, him and his wife Michelle, they're still helping out. You know, they're not you know, going away or anything. But so that's a program, great numbers. Got off to kind of a slow start to the season. They had some tough GTC matches. GTC wrestling is getting better and better. You know, with you know, Caro, Cass City, Vassar, K-Pac, and even Memphis. So they're pretty good. Marlette's obviously doing pretty well. Turlo Bennett, Wesley Chapin, both doing pretty well. And then Sandusky, very young team this year, but, you know, they're doing pretty well.
Numbers-wise, you said?
Pretty decent numbers. Yeah. Lots of freshmen on the team, no seniors. So this will be a nice year to build the team up, you know, get these freshmen a little bit better and better, and then, you know, next season you'll have everybody back. So
great. All right. And that's enough what you have for wrestling right now, right?
Sure.
Okay. Bowling. Anything on bowling? Season's underway, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we actually got the results from the first matches. Let me pull those up real quick because someone was kind enough to send those to us.
Nice. And by the way, I am on a senior league.
This is why you wanted to talk
bowling
about bowling
team.
Yeah, okay.
At Melody Lanes. We won the senior league championship last week. We lost the first half, but we hung in there because let's just say that I was a little, I guess, out of bowling shape on a couple of nights and where we played ourselves. The ghost team is what we call it. We lost all of them to the ghost team. None of us bowled well, but. Yeah. It's the thumb tug.
But did you have a good time?
Oh, I have a great fun, you know.
Yeah, you
sometimes when I just feel tired out. Tomorrow, you know, we're back at the second half. We start our second half of league play.
Okay.
Yeah, trying to build up those bowling numbers in senior league.
Very nice.
So I'm the senior on the team, by the way. So
you tricked me into talking about senior league bowling. Nice work.
Okay, you're welcome. Still waiting for that article on the senior league championship.
Yeah.
All right, for high school bowling, serious business.
So the Upper Thumb Area High School Bowling Conference, they started their matches last week.
So their season just started.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Sandusky girls picked up a very impressive win against Elkton Pigeon Bayport. They beat them 28-2. Maya Fetting led the way with games of 203 and 179 for a 382 series. Sandusky boys lost to Lakers 18-12, but Trent Kozel had games of 191 and 224 for a 415 series, so that's pretty good. And then Caro boys and girls defeated so CPS and North Huron, they co-op for bowling, and Caro boys and girls were able to win both of those matches. In the boys match, I apologize because I don't know if this athlete is from North Huron or CPS, but Clayton Stanton had a 166 game, and for CPS girls, Taylor De Leon had a 126 game.
That's my cousin.
Yep.
Yep.
So
great.
That's what I got for bowling.
And just to brag, as a cousin of her, I did beat her at the birthday party last year. I just want to say that.
You won't beat her this year.
You don't think I will?
No, she'll get you this year.
Well, I can't bowl against her because it's against the MHSAA rules.
Well,
so,
yeah, obviously.
Yeah. She'll have to wait until after the season's over.
40-year-old men play high school bowling,
Well, great. Okay, and that's what you got for bowling then, right?
So I got for bowling.
All right, and the season just started, you're saying, last week? Or?
Yes.
All right.
At least conference play.
Conference play.
Yep.
Okay. That's what we've got for bowling. Now, any other winter sports other than we have for wrestling, bowling, and basketball? Is there any other winter sports that goes on?
Yes, actually. The competitive cheer.
Right. There was a state championship last year for Crosby Washington, wasn't it?
Yep. And they kicked off the season this past Friday at the Richmond Blue Devil Invite, and they took first place.
Wow.
So they're off to a great start. Maybe they could defend that state championship, you know. It took them so long to get to the top. Maybe they can stay there for a little while now.
Yeah.
That would be pretty interesting. Sandusky competitive cheer team, they took first place at the Oxford Invitational this weekend. So that's another team. They have great numbers, and, you know, they're improving as well. So, yeah. that'll be something to keep an eye on this year, Croslex and Sandusky competitive cheer.
That, was that their first state title?
That was their first state title, yeah.
Competitive cheer.
Yeah, yeah, in their division, Richmond and Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, I think they combined to win like 11 straight state titles. Like, they were both powerhouses, and Croslex would always qualify for the state finals, and, you know, they'd get close, and then they, you know. But, yeah, this last year, they finally broke through, and, you know, they got their title, so hopefully they can.
The numbers are good, too, obviously.
Yeah.
If nobody's seen it, it's actually quite impressive.
It is,
it's
yeah.
very well, impressive. And a lot of discipline involved here.
So. Yeah, and I'm kind of kicking myself for not going to the state finals last year. It matches up where it's the same weekend as the wrestling state finals, so it's, you know, one of those where you have to. But this year, I got to get down there, you know, if Croslex goes down again, because I'd love to see a state championship meet. So.
All right, there you go on the winter sports. That's what we got for winter sports. Now we're actually going to talk about probably the most attended winter sport for the season. That would be high school basketball, girls and boys. We're going to glance over what's been going on lately when we come back here in Sportsline in just a minute.
Since 1991, Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Graff team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Graff sales professionals. Get information and a great deal. See the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks. And if they don't have the model you want, you can order it. But more new vehicles are arriving daily. Graff is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Graff Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, located on M46, where they treat you like family.
Graff family, we're making friends.
All right, welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM for the winter season. Now, every Monday, starting at 5:30, with Mike Gallagher, San Lake County sports writer, editor for the San Lake County News. Pick up your edition every Wednesday. I have the online edition. I got a new dog. He's been going over to the Tuscola County Advertiser lately.
Really?
I don't know what's going on.
Sounds like a good dog.
So, yeah. He's doing both number one and number two on it. I don't know what's going on. Actually, a shout-out to all the Thumb Sports Writers Media Association members out there. Your papers are very appreciated. Where my pets appreciate it.
Yeah, very nice.
So, yeah, and that's how you recycle.
Mm-hmm.
So
very good.
All right, so let's get into basketball. Well, what league would you like to start with? Well, boys or girls or what?
You mentioned the Thumb Sports Writers Association. Now that we've had a few weeks of the season, we got conference play starting. Our first polls of the season.
Did my poll count this
today?
Because I guess I turned it in late. I didn't know. You got to scroll through this TSA thread to find out what the heck is going on.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up. Yeah.
So send it via email.
Yes.
For official news or business. So, I think my vote did count. I think he ended up putting it in because he had to change it three or four different times. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many voters are in?
It looks like we had 8 for the first poll.
Like total?
9.
Okay. So how many voters do we have on the TSA right now?
It looks like we had 9 for the boys and 8 for the girls. So I'm not sure. I don't know what happened there. But, I figured it would just be good to kind of just run through these real quick, kind of like an overview of where we're at.
Okay.
Because obviously the Thumb Sports Writers Association, they know what they're talking about. They never get anything wrong. These polls are scientifically proven to rank these teams perfectly. So we'll start with the boys basketball poll. So we'll start with the boys' polls. Coming in at number one, the undefeated Cass City Redhawks. They are 9-0. They had 5 first-place votes. Second is the Millington Cardinals. They had 3 first-place votes. They were rewarded for a pretty tough schedule that they've played so far this year. Coming in at third is North Branch. They also had a first-place vote. They're at 6-3 right now.
This is for boys or girls?
This is for boys basketball, And then at number four, the Harbor Beach Pirates. I think maybe a little bit underranked. They're at 8-2. And then right behind Harbor Beach is the Croslex Pioneers, 5-4, coming off a huge win against Imlay City. At number six, the Carroll Tigers at 6-3. Number seven is the Kingston Cardinals, 4-4. That 4-4 record may be a little bit misleading because Kingston played some tough teams in the non-conference,
yeah,
including the number one Cass City Redhawks, and they gave them a pretty good game. Coming in at eight, Elkton Pigeon Bayport at 4-4. Number nine is the Ubbly Bearcats, and the Peck Pirates coming in at 10 at 5-3 overall. Reese and Deckerville both picked up a couple of votes, so they're just outside of the top 10. But that's a pretty good looking poll. We got some good teams on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at, you know.
Now, of course, there are some teams that are not included in the supposed thumb coverage area for us, you know. Mm-hmm. Like in the BWAC, you know, yeah, would be wouldn't there if they were.
Right, yeah, for know, those, yeah, for those wondering, that, so. Yeah, this is strictly Sanilac here on Tuscola counties.
Yeah.
So Yale, just on the outside.
Just
Imlay,
on the outside.
Imlay City, just on the outside. Because we do get that question quite a bit.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see where we would put a team like Yale, because,
maybe we should do a thumb sports line poll.
No. I get stressed out enough doing this
okay.
poll.
All right.
But yeah, so we've got some great teams. We're gonna see. I would expect quite a bit of movement in these polls. I think Cass City right now, far and away, the number one team. Although, you know, I could definitely see the arguments for Millington and North Branch getting first place votes. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
But Harbor Beach at 8-2, they're gonna keep winning. I feel like Croslex at number five. That's a team. They're playing a little bit better, Eddie.
Yeah.
And you know they're. They got a couple of nice games coming up.
They
you know,
just had
we
a big
could
win
see them crawl
over,
back up. Yeah.
They just had a big win over Imlay City.
Yes, so, they did. Yeah.
This yep. is a good Imlay City team, too.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And they beat them in Imlay City. So encouraging things from the Pioneers. Caro just chugging along in the West. But as you know, Eddie, the West is tough, man. So Caro, we'll see, you know, how they perform. Going back up to number three at North Branch at 6-3.
This is high school boys, right?
Yeah, they started, I believe, 5-0, 4-0, 5-0, and then they beat Croslex in BWAC play, and I think that kind of opened some eyes. And then last week, they gave Yale a battle. So we'll see what North Branch does. And then, you know, looking at the bottom of the poll, Lakers and Ubbly, those are both good teams, but they're both sitting at 4-4 right now. So we'll see which way they go. I think Kingston, along with Dryden, the two favorites in the Stars, so they're going to start picking up some wins. And then Peck, they're right in that conversation as well. You know, just maybe a tiny bit lower than Kingston and Dryden just because Peck is a young team, and, you know, they're going to get better as the season goes on.
That Thomas West, he's good right now.
He's
going to get better better and better once you play in the actual games. Yeah, you've had practices, but now you're going to play in, you know, real competitive games.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to learn how to do things. You're going to start getting in sync the tendencies of your, you know, your players.
Yeah, I think Thomas West is one of those, you know, one of the best players that maybe people haven't heard about yet.
Yeah.
Because he played as a freshman last year.
Yeah.
He didn't get a ton of playing time, but this year he moved into the starting role. He's averaging 17 points, 10 rebounds a game, almost 3 blocks a game.
Yeah. I saw a lot of smart basketball, too, on Friday night.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He knows when to be aggressive. He knows when to go find a shot. And the other good thing, with him being a sophomore, he's consistent. He's scored in double figures in every single game this year. He was named to the all-tournament team at the Marlette Holiday Tournament. And, you know, so Peck, they're going to keep getting better. Mm-hmm. You know, so we'll see how they match up against Kingston, how they match up against Dryden. They play Kingston this week, so we'll have the answer to that pretty soon.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game, but that will really open some eyes. But that will be the first round meeting between
that'll
the
be the
teams.
First, yeah, the first time around. So, so now let's jump over to the girls' basketball poll, and I'll give you one guess who's number one, Eddie.
It was not hard.
Right.
I mean, one loss to one of the top teams in the state, Goodrich.
Yeah.
And they played everybody already in all the conferences.
They've beaten everybody else by 50.
Yeah. They've beaten Croswell, too.
No, not yet.
Oh, they're going to play them.
They're going to play. They're going to play them. Yeah.
They're also going to play North Branch again, right?
I believe so. Yeah. And Cass City.
Yeah.
The Kingston Cardinals.
Yes, Kingston the Kingston Cardinals girls basketball team.
Yeah. So they're very good. They got all 8 first place votes. They're sitting at 5-1. They're getting into Stars play, and there's going to be some lopsided scores coming up because this is not only the best team in the NCTL, not only the best team in the Thumb, but one of the best teams in the entire state. And they've got lofty expectations this year, and right now they're the number one team in our poll.
They beat Harbor Beach a couple of weeks ago in mid-December. So.
Which is our number 2 team.
Yes.
Harbor Beach Pirates sitting at 6-1.
And they've beaten Carroll.
And they've beaten Carroll, our
and
number 4
Brown
team.
And they've beaten Brown City. And they've beaten, they got this week. When did they got Croswell coming up?
That'll be later in the season.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now. Oh, they even got Emily City on the schedule for this month.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be February 6th when they have Croswell.
February 6th, yeah. Okay. So that'll be when Kingston's really rolling.
And they got Swan Valley to end the season, too?
Yeah.
Ooh, and Lapeer?
Yep, so they know. And Kingston's done this for the past few years.
Yeah.
They've played a very, very, very tough schedule. And, they still end up with 20 wins a season.
They're going to take on a Lake Orion team who's still undefeated right now.
There you go.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they're at number 1, 5-1 overall with a loss to Goodrich. Goodrich, like you said, one of the better teams in the state and a couple of divisions bigger than Kingston. So at number 2 is Harbor Beach.
That's an undefeated
6-1.
That's an undefeated Goodrich team who also beat Frankenmuth this year.
Okay. Well, yeah, that kind of puts it into context. number 2, the Harbor Beach Pirates, 6-1 with a signature win over Sandusky at home. That's a huge win.
Sandusky kind of let that one get away from them, too.
They did have a nice lead. They had a nice lead at halftime. They were actually down after the first quarter, then had a huge run in the second quarter to take the lead into the half, and Harbor Beach didn't let that bother them. Mm-hmm. So that's a signature win, and then they followed that up by beating their rival, Ubley.
Yeah.
And and then you mentioned they beat Brown City as well, so they're 3-0 in the East. Coming in at number 3, the Croslex Pioneers. 7-2 overall. They won 3 games last week, including a win over Imlay City. So
Harbor Beach will play them also.
Harbor Beach Croslex.
Yeah, they will play each other this year too.
Okay, so. I'll be at that one. Yeah, that'll be a good one. Croslex. We've talked about them a little bit. When Coach Knoll took over the program a couple years ago, it was the beginning of a rebuilding for the program. And this is the year they're finally seeing the fruits of that, come to a head. And they've got some great players, Mackenzie Dennison, Bella Edwards. But it's not just those two. It's especially when I was looking at the scores from last week, there was 10 different names of people that were contributing. And that's what you need, especially in a tough BWAC like that. You got to have that depth. So they're at number 3.
They played 3 BWAC teams already in league play in early December. They beat North Branch.
Yep.
They
beat defending Richmond. Champions.
They beat Richmond, and they've already beaten Emily City as of last week also.
So. Mm-hmm. And they'll have Armada this week, and Armada's also sitting at 3-0. So that'll tell us a lot as well. Number 4, I don't want to say this team is a surprise, but the Caro Tigers lost Adeline Moore from last year, 4-time Thumb Player of the Year, playing at University of Chicago, put up just insane numbers, probably the best player, one of the best players that the Thumb has seen. And, we kind of expected them to kind of take a step back. But the Caro Tigers are off to a 6-1 start on the season. They got a big showdown with Cass City this week. And great start for Caro. They've got some nice wins. Number 5, the Sandusky Wolves. They are at 5-1 with that one loss coming to Harbor Beach on the road. And, I think the fact that Sandusky is sitting at 5-1 and they're 5th overall in the poll, that really says we've got some great girls basketball teams in the Thumb this year. Sitting at number six is Millington at 3-2. Again, they've played a tough schedule, and they've been rewarded for that. Number seven, Marlette Red Raiders at 5-2. Number eight, the Cass City Redhawks. Number nine, the Ubley Bearcats. The Deckerville Eagles, they get rewarded for their win against Peck last week. They are number 10 at 5-3.
And their tough schedule, too.
And their tough schedule. They hung with Marlette. They hung with Sandusky.
Yep.
And, you know, those aren't bad losses. And then Bad Axe picked up some votes, and Peck received a vote. So those two are on the outside looking in, but could break into next week's poll.
All right. Those are the polls from the Thumb Sports Writers Media Association.
Poll Schmoles.
Yes.
Yes.
So I think mine... vote did go in there because he had to redo the addition three different times today, I think.
I think your votes must have counted because that's probably where the Peck girls got their vote.
So. Is it?
I just assumed, yeah.
I don't know. I think I had Deckerville in there, so I had somebody else. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll have to double check. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
If someone's voting for Peck, it's either you or me. So that's the way I always see it.
All right. Anything else there?
That's all I got for the polls.
Okay.
We'll be releasing these on our Facebook page tonight, probably. So while you're watching the national championship game, you can yell and scream about how we got things wrong and why someone should be ahead of someone else, and we'll take all that into consideration.
All right. We'll be right back and get into the league standings and highlight basketball games of this week also. This is Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM.
Our event forecast, it'll be cloudy with occasional snow showers, a low of 28 to 31. For Tuesday, cloudy, becoming breezy, some snow changing too, or becoming mixed with rain, highest temperatures near 40. And for Wednesday, cloudy, some snow, and a high of 35 to 38. For the WMIC and WTGV 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John McMurray.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialists at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
This is Christian from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person but too complex to manage it yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your neighbor's teenage kid. If you answered yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our three locations, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, for a free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-efficient way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry in the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have our tech team on your side. Reach out today and see how we can help. 888-282-4943 or visit our website at avstechteam.com.
All right, welcome back to Sportsline. Diving into what we last left off on the polls of high school girls basketball. Let's go right into that in the BWAC. In the BWAC standings right now, three teams are 3-0. Armada, Crosby Lexington, and Yale. Crosby Lexington has Armada this coming Thursday at Armada on the road. Always had a pretty good program. You know, average to medium, you know, pretty good, you know, year in, year out. Armada has always had a pretty good program. That's the only game this week for Croslex because they played three straight games last week.
Yeah.
January 2nd, 3rd, and the 5th? Did they have a day off? Or I thought
they did have a day off,
okay.
Yes.
All right, three straight games. That's an NBA schedule, man.
Yeah.
They even played on the 27th. against Marlette. So from the holiday break all the way through there.
Yeah.
So that's who they got this week. And Croswell Lexington's only loss is to Utica Ford and also Port Huron Northern. Pretty darn good teams. Yeah. For Port Huron Northern. That was way back in December 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And 39-56 loss to Utica Ford. But again, the competition there.
Yeah.
It's good to have.
Absolutely.
So they got Armada this week. They'll have Algonac next week. And the game that we'll be covering on a Friday night, we like to look ahead. Croswell Lexington at Yale. What a showdown for Yale, because Yale doing pretty good also. They are 3-0 league play. They are 6-2 overall. Croswell Lexington 7-2. Armada 4-1. They're just kind of starting the season off, you know, a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
Yale this week themselves. And you can find the full week schedule that I try to get done on Mondays on CNACBroadcasting.com, our sports section of the website. They got some competition. Yale girls is at Oxford.
Okay.
On the 9th, they'll have Algonac this week also.
Okay.
Never want to sleep on Algonac.
No.
Never want to relax.
You don't sleep on anybody in the BWAC, yeah.
But they're coming off a good win over North Branch last week. And they had an overtime loss to Port Huron at the Holiday Showcase at SC4 on the 29th of December, 36-39. Woulda, coulda, shoulda there. Mm-hmm. So, and, of course, after these games this week, next week, a little bit of a gauntlet for Yale. They'll have Emily City on their home court, and then Croswell Lexington on their home court for the Yale Lady Bulldogs. So it's going to be a tough schedule for them.
Yeah. You know?
Try to stay in that tight race, and it's been a while for Yale being that league race. I mean, they've had teams that are about this, you know, where they're at right now. And so these three teams here, throw in Emily City. I know there's a little bit of a setback here in even North Branch. Even Richmond, to a small degree, they're 3-4. So
Yeah, Richmond definitely improving. Yeah. And Emily City, they were down by 4 at the half against Croslex. So talent's still there. You know, they just, you know, got to figure things out.
North Branch having just that recent loss in girls basketball to Yale last week. Their losses went to Croswell Lexington, Flint Carmen Ainsworth, and Davison back in early December. This week they have Kingston. North Branch at Kingston.
It doesn't get any easier.
No, huh? For North Branch and at Richmond.
Okay.
And then next week, Almont and Armada.
Okay.
Almont 0-3, 1-6. So a little bit of a down year this year. Algonac 2-5. We're on the BWAC. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams right now kind of still in play here.
That's how it goes in the BWAC. Yeah.
From Emily City, North Branch, and Richmond, it's 1-2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the first round meetings right now you're seeing this week and next week.
Well, and last year North Branch finished first and Imlay City finished second. So, you know, even if they're not at the top of the standings right now, that doesn't mean that they're not good teams and good programs.
Yeah. All right, moving over to the Greater Thumb Wild West. The Carroll, Lady Tigers. Everybody thought they'd be a little bit of a setback. Actually, a lot of those role players on the team last year and then 2 years ago really stepping up this year. 6-1 overall right now. Not a bad start for the Carroll Lady Tigers in the Greater Thumb West for high school girls basketball. They are 3-0 in conference play already. Right below them overall, the best record, at least with 7 games played, is Cass City at 3-4 and Reese at 2-5. In league play, 3-0 already for Carroll. Bad Axe is 1-0. Cass City Red Hawks girls basketball team 1-1, as well as Reese.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Reese is 2-5, but they're 2-0 in the West, correct?
According to what, for Carroll?
For Reese.
For Reese, they are 1-1, it says here, and 2-5. I'm looking.
Okay.
I could look at their schedule here and see. Maybe there was a score not reported, but we reported it. Nope, all the scores are in. So, okay. Yeah. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses.
Okay.
So, yeah. I would say the highlight game this week for the Greater Thumb Wild West will be against Cass City for Carroll. And that's at Carroll. And then Reese.
Yeah.
Never want to sleep on Reese either.
And I believe Scotty is going to be doing the Carroll-Cass City game. Is that what I saw earlier
today?
Yeah,
that would be tomorrow. That's the high school girls basketball game. They'll be on 92.1 WIDL. That's Tuscola County advertiser Scott Bowlesby.
Yep.
So he'll be covering that game. So it'll be interesting and see how the standings will be a shake up if Cass City could pull off an upset there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Cass City, the defending champions, I believe.
Are you surprised that Carroll is doing this well? I wouldn't be too surprised, you know, based on what they had still coming back,
right,
despite that big one, you know, star loss. But I mean, remember, Adel Moore couldn't do it all on her own in the team, obviously.
Right.
She needed role
players. It
seemed
like she could.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, she tried,
at times,
and then it didn't
like
work out
could.
Sometimes, you know. So, yeah.
I think Jay Riley's a good coach, yeah, and I think he's built a nice program. But if anybody says that they were predicting Caro to start 6-1, they're lying. You know.
Yeah.
It's I'm not surprised that they're off to a great start, but I am surprised. You know, just because of the Adelin Moore factor.
Are you surprised on this? The other 6-1 team over in the other conference of the East, Harbor Beach 6-1 overall.
I am a little bit surprised
because they
that.
Played Reese and Carroll to start off the season, back to back wins there.
Yeah,
1 point win over Carroll, mm-hmm, back in early December 7th.
Right, and then Brown City played them.
Yep,
kind of tight,
39-34, but it was still a great win. Mm-hmm. They played Kingston; that's their only loss, 33-69. But then,
all things considered, that's not a bad. I know it sounds like a bad score, but against Kingston, that's not too bad when you, know.
And for Harbor Beach in league play to start off already against your biggest rivals in Brown City, and then you get your win over Ubley, and then the big one, Sandusky, last week, mm-hmm, on Tuesday night, 30-26, coming off a holiday break the day after New Year's Day also. One, you probably didn't get much practice time unless you were lucky to get, you know, kids showing up unless they were gone away for vacation because of the holiday, mm-hmm, break there. That's a good win to get, 30-26, you know, even though Sandusky might have been ahead in that game, mm-hmm, Harbor Beach came back. And are they under a different head coach this year?
They are, yes. And I was going to say that's a little bit of why I'm surprised at the start for Harbor Beach, because Jim Tamlin, no longer the coach there. He'd been there for a long time. He had built a great program there. But they brought up the JV coach. She's been there for quite a while as well, and the kids have responded well to it. So, and I think the big thing with the Sandusky win, we talk about it on this show sometimes, it's you see it with Sandusky, you see it with Kingston, and you see it with some other teams around here, but it's the mental state going into a game like that.
Yeah.
A lot of times teams are beaten before they even get on the court against those teams, and Harbor Beach didn't let that bother them, even after Sandusky had gotten a halftime lead. So that's a great win for Harbor Beach. Yeah. Probably the best win of the season this year.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, at this point in juncture, in almost the first half of the season. You know?
Right, and I don't want to take anything away from Sandusky because, you know, they lost a lot from last year.
They did. Yeah,
they had three great seniors, and they do have a lot coming back.
Yeah,
they're still going to be a great team, and Eddie, I'm comfortable with saying that they'll probably get 20 wins again, and it's just. With Al DeMott and the way he coaches, what his goal is to make sure the girls are playing their best basketball at the end of the season, mm-hmm, and I think he'll be able to do that.
So tomorrow, Harbor Beach will be at KPEC. That's quite a long drive, and then at Cass City on Thursday. Now there's another team to look out for, the Marlette. Red Raiders girls basketball team is making some noise.
Yeah.
They did have a loss to Cass City, but that's just a 3-point loss, 32-29. They got the win over KPEC, since everybody's beaten KPEC. They played Croswell Lexington at the Skipper Classic, and they kind of hung in there, 28-43 loss, mm-hmm, coming off a win over Memphis last week. They'll have the rival Brown City tomorrow, and then Sandusky. So two big league rivals before they have Ubley come next week in Harbor Beach. So you, boom, 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 the gauntlet right there for Marlette.
That game tomorrow is at Brown City?
Yes.
Yeah, that's tough. I've seen a lot of great games in Brown City, between Brown City, Marlette, Sandusky. It's tough going into Brown City's gym and coming away with a win. But Marlette, they're very talented this year.
Yes.
And they're doing it with defense. And I saw them against Croslex at SC4. I saw him earlier in the year against USA, I think. And I think the best way to describe their defense would be suffocating. Like, it almost, like, induces anxiety watching it because it's just frustrating. Like, as soon as you get the ball, there's two defenders on you. And, you know, Marlette has the athletes to do that. The speed, too. And it's been producing results for them. So... and when you look at a team like Brown City, I think Brown City can handle that pressure because they have some great players as well. They have a senior point guard. They have a few seniors on the team. And, you know, Brown City's still kind of figuring things out. But, you know, Marlette is definitely a team that could, you know, against Brown City, you know, just run away with it with their defense. And same thing against Sandusky. If they get a few stops, you know, get things rolling. This could be a big week for Marlette.
Yeah, and this week for Brown City, as I said, they'll have Marlette, then Ubley at Brown City this week for the Brown City Green Devils girls basketball team. Next week, they'll have Brown City on the 16th. And KPEC also. They'll have that showdown at Harbor Beach on the 23rd of January.
Okay.
All right. And Sandusky, I've already mentioned that we'll be covering them against Marlette on Thursday. That game will be Sandusky at Marlette, but Sandusky still has Ubley this week. A dangerous team also. You don't want to look
absolutely
past them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep.
The standings right now, 6-1 overall Harbor Beach. Marlette's 5-2 overall. 4-2 is Ubley. 3-5 Brown City. Sandusky 5-1 overall. 2-5 is Memphis, and KPEC 1-5. In league play, Harbor Beach 3-0. Mm-hmm. And 2-0 is Marlette thus far. 1-1 is Ubley and Brown City, as Sandusky just one league game. That was the loss to Harbor Beach, but they'll be ramping right into league play. All the teams will be this month. So that's what we got for the Greater Thumb Conference. Looking into the NCTL and girls basketball, Kingston leading the pack right now. They are 5-1 overall, 2-0 in league play already. Their league games and wins was over North Huron and Mayville. And that was a 69-10 win to start off the season, and then the win over Mayville last week, 66-4. This week they'll have Dryden in league play. That's tonight. They're on the road. And then a non-league game, they'll host North Branch, and then a league game against Peck. So they have three games this week.
Should be three wins as well.
So
I'm not going out on a,
yeah,
you know.
Dryden is 72 overall. So
Dryden is pretty good this year. They play very good defense. Had a high-scoring win against North Huron last week. They're in the top tier of the NCTL, but with the NCTL, there's like a top tier, and then there's like a tier above that, and it's like way higher, and then that's where Kingston is. So.
Kingston and Deckerville's who Dryden has this week. You know, it's a doubleheader game for Deckerville and Dryden games. It'll be on Friday night, 6 p.m. start for the girls' game. The boys will follow, so they'll be doing that. Next week, they hold Mayville and Peck. Speaking of Deckerville, coming off the win over Peck, they've had some non-conference games and losses to Sandusky and Marlette and also the Lakers, but they've been hanging in those games, and you can see the vast improvements defensively. Sometimes their fourth quarter, we notice, kind of dead there, you know. He says, we got to, you know, hearing Coach Kirkpatrick saying, you know, you just got to figure out how to get some more points in that fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do that against other good teams, and they will have Dryden this week. You just can't do that against a Dryden team.
Right.
They'll have North Huron tomorrow and Dryden on Friday nights. And then the big showdown on the 15th at Kingston for Deckerville Lady Eagles.
Yeah, and, you know, talking to Coach Kirkpatrick, their mindset is one game at a time, because in the NCTL Stars, the only way you have a chance at getting a share of the title is if you're undefeated when you're playing Kingston, because you want that in your hands. If you lose to Dryden or North Huron this week, then a win against Kingston doesn't mean anything, because, you know, nobody else is going to beat Kingston. Nobody's going to help you out. So Deckerville's just taking it a game at a time. And, you know, I was pretty impressed with the way they played against Sandusky. We saw some great things out of them on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're really leaning on their defense, similar to Marlette. But now, you know, we see Emma Salowitz score 16 points. Ooh. That's huge. That's what Deckerville needs. They need someone to go out there and get them 15, 16 points a night. And
she's really good off the fast break.
She is, yeah.
In transition with the shots, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And Libby Tank, good on the boards.
Yes,
So. Peck this week, you know, after coming off the loss to Deckerville on Friday night, they'll be at Mayville tonight and then at Kingston this week. Whew.
I I expect Peck to make some noise in the NCTL this year. We saw some good things out of them on Friday night. It was a two-point game after the first quarter, and Deckerville kind of pulled away in the second. Peck had a really long layoff over the holiday break. They had a couple of games that got canceled. They were supposed to play at the SC4 Showcase. But there's a lot of talent on that team. And, yeah, maybe they won't beat Kingston, but they'll be able to be in the mix with a lot of other teams in the Stars. And so I'm interested to see the step that that program takes. Because, as we said, we were looking at the roster before the game. They had one senior. The rest of the team is juniors. They got a sophomore. But it's mostly that junior core. And they've been there for the past 2 years. And, you know, they're going to make that next step. And then we'll see what they got next year.
North Huron at Deckerville tomorrow. They are 4-4 overall, and they'll have Mayville this week, and then Peck next week, and Kingston next week also.
Okay.
That's North Huron, Mayville. I think we've already mentioned who they're playing this week. Peck tonight, and then at North Huron next week, Dryden and Deckerville. So quite a gauntlet for all these teams. They're all playing each other now when league play gets underway. All right, in the North Central Thumb Stripes. Okay, that was a Stars division.
Nice.
The Stripes division. Today, let me see. This week on Thursday, Carsonville Port St. Lake girls will be at Akron Fairgrove under a new head coach. And, you know, they're having their licks right now, the 0-5.
They're going to beat Akron Fairgrove, though.
You think so?
I think so.
They'll have Owen Gage next week, and then at All Saints, who seems to be a top team right now at 5-2 overall in the Stripes division, 1-0. 1-0 is Case Ball, so getting their first win, and that was at the expense of Carsonville Port St. Lake last week that we saw. Owen Gage 2-4, Akron Fairgrove 1-7. So the top of the heap, I would say, it's basically All Saints right now.
Yeah, All Saints are a very good team. Yeah, it's All Saints and everybody else. But
all right, we are going to go in overtime. We're going to cover boys' standings next hour, and we're going to get done by 7:30. We got a game to watch. We'll be right back here in Thumb Sports Line.
You're on the Thumbs Information Station, 660 WMIC AM Sandusky and 95.3 FM W237 EQ Sandusky.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A discovery by one of the U.S. airlines inspecting certain Boeing jetliners, the ones grounded by federal regulators after a panel in the side of an Alaskan Airlines plane blew out in the air Friday. It's a panel that replaces an emergency exit. ABC's Alex Stone.
United Airlines says as it's been inspecting door plugs on its Boeing 737 MAX 9s identical to the one that blew off the Alaska Airlines plane on Friday night, it has found loose bolts and need additional tightening. It says United's team is fixing the problems, but this calls into question whether the Alaska door coming off was an isolated incident or if others were in danger of coming off as well.
Trying to determine if southern border crossings are really down, as the Border Patrol says, and if so, why? Meeting with border officials and elected leaders in Eagle Pass, Texas, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Our immigration system is outdated and broken and has been in need of reform for literally decades. On this, everyone agrees.
Mayorkas calling on Senate negotiators in Washington to reach a deal on border policy changes. First responders are at a building explosion in Fort Worth, Texas. They say 11 people are hurt.
This is an older building in downtown Fort Worth, one that was recently renovated. A Hotel Sandman signature placed inside that building. The ground floor windows are all blown out. There's lumber scattered out into the street. We're hearing news that people have been injured, have been taken to the hospital. There is still a smell of natural gas in the air. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Fort Worth, Texas.
An update with still hardly any info about the now week-long hospital stay of Defense Secretary Austin. The Pentagon says he's doing better, has been out of intensive care. Still no word what Austin's elective surgery was or the complications from it. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about it today.
We're going to continue to be transparent. Obviously, the Department of Defense will have more to speak to about their protocol.
You're listening to ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to SkyRizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Amid the Gaza war, Secretary of State Blinken is in the Middle East this week.
Secretary Blinken preparing to head to Israel next, saying officials he's met agree they want to contain the Israeli-Hamas war.
Doing everything possible to deter escalation, to prevent a widening of the conflict.
Secretary Blinken saying he will again tell Israeli leaders that the high number of civilian deaths in Gaza is unacceptable. Andy Field, ABC News.
Trial begins today in New York against the National Rifle Association and its longtime former leader.
Days after the resignation of Wayne LaPierre, CEO of the National Rifle Association, the civil corruption trial against the organization is underway in New York. Attorney General Letitia James is accusing the NRA of using millions of dollars to line the pockets and extend other luxuries to its top executives, including LaPierre. The AG also alleges the NRA awarded contracts or no-show deals to close associates, family, and friends, while also failing to follow state and federal laws. The NRA has said there are new procedures in place to assure financial accountability. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
4 civilians are confirmed dead after Russia launched a wave of attacks in Ukraine overnight, striking targets along front lines in eastern Ukraine and civilian areas in the west and center. Ukrainian Air Force says 51 Russian missiles were fired and only 18 were shot down. The attacks come as negotiations for aid continue. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Our overnight forecast, it'll be cloudy with occasional snow showers, a low of 28 to 31. For Tuesday, cloudy, becoming breezy, some snow changing too, or becoming mixed with rain. Highest temperatures near 40. And for Wednesday, cloudy, some snow, and a high of 35 to 38. For the WMIC and WTGV 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John McMurray.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for 1 full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right, welcome back to Thumb Sports Line on WMIC 95.3 FM. Streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. The podcast of this uninformative Thumb Sports Line will be posted by tomorrow. A big game about to start here soon. Michigan Wolverines National College Football Championship game against our Washington Huskies. Let's get into the high school boys basketball.
Yeah, apologies to the boys basketball fans because we're going to kind of breeze through this one. Just because, like you said, Eddie, we got a big game coming up. We don't want to miss any minute of that. But, you know, going forward, we'll be having our regular slew of guests. You know, Paul Adams, Scott Bowlesby, Jonathan Bisher, and We'll probably end up going to 8 o'clock like we usually do.
So the Blue Water Area Conference in high school boys basketball, going to be a competitive one this year. It already is. Yale is 8-1 overall. They are 2-0 in league play. Emily City, 8-3 overall. North Branch, 6-3. Crossville Lexington, 5-4. Elmont, 6-4. Richmond, 5-4. Armada, 2-5. And 0-10 is Algonac. Man, look at that. Look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams that could beat anybody any night at this point.
Well, and it's weird seeing Richmond kind of at the bottom of that list, because I saw Richmond against Marlette. That is a very good team.
Yeah.
But Cross Lex already beat them, I think. But Richmond, that's a team that's going to get better. And, yeah, anybody can beat anybody, as we saw last week with Cross Lex beating Imlay City.
But they lost to North Branch back on December 15th, 47-39. But picking up that big league win over Imlay City was pretty very helpful, 54-48.
Yeah, and they needed that one, because you don't want to get to two losses in the BWAC, because then you are going to need some help from somebody else. At this point, Cross Lex still controls its own destiny. So.
Croswell will be hosting Algonac tomorrow night in high school boys basketball. Later this week, they'll be at Armada. Still a dangerous team to play against, although they seem to be on a downside. Hey, they took Emily City to the limit, 54-66, you know, just a few shots off there. So don't want to look past that team. Speaking of Armada, they have Richmond this week, and they'll have Crossville Lexington, as I had mentioned. Next week, they got North Branch also. The other top team, let's talk about the Yale Bulldogs. You knew this was going to happen. Coach Garnett Kohler coming back into the play. Knew it was going to take a couple of years to get them back up to snuff, and they are back up to snuff thus far. 8-1, their only loss is to Utica Ford by 1 point, 52-51. That was just before the holiday break there. Great win for them after that, though, over Port Huron to the Holiday Classic, the Skipper Classic, and a league win over North Branch. That was a big one, 48-40. North Branch played them really, really, really tough. They got the big win earlier in mid-December, 72-34 in league play. They played Sandusky because of the connections there. They beat Marine City. They defeated Millington in week one, 64-59. So if Yale was just across that line, you know, they're right there on top in that poll there.
Yeah, and we'll see them this year. You know, you're doing the game. I'll probably see them against Cross Lex, or, you know. Well, I want to see them play.
Yeah.
You know, they've been putting up some good numbers.
They got a big game this week, though. They have Emily City tomorrow night.
Oh, boy.
And then they'll have Algonac this week. Next week, Elmont and Crossville Lexington.
What a spot for Emily City, you know, coming off of an emotional and heartbreaking loss to Crossville Lex, and then you got to get right back on the horse and go play Yale. That's tough.
Three teams with one loss in league play at 2-1. Emily City, North Branch, and Crossville Lexington. They'll all play against each other in the next couple weeks. Yale at 2-0, but if Emily City beats them, you know, that'll be the first loss in league play. That's the BWAC. Let's look into the Greater Thumb East right now. It's Harbor Beach right now leading the pack. They are 8-2 overall, 3-0 in league play. Their losses earlier in the season to Cass City and Carroll, early in the season. Boys basketball started the season first before girls, by the way.
They did, yes.
And that was back in November 29th, the 31-59 loss, and then Carroll. They defeated Bad Axe in overtime, 53-50. They lost to Yale. So, look, I like the scheduling and competition. It is a tough Greater Thumb, conference as a whole, with about three or four different teams that, you know, beat each other in any moments. For Sandusky, this is Sandusky, by the way, talking about.
Okay.
This is Sandusky. The two losses to Cassidy.
I was a little confused. I thought you were talking about Harbor Beach.
No. This is Sandusky.
Okay.
So, they played Yale also. They lost to Harbor Beach. So, you know, that's a league loss. But Harbor Beach, Sandusky turns around and beats K-Pec. K-Pec beat Ubley. Now Sandusky will have Ubley that we will be covering on Wednesday.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of that in the East this year, where somebody beats somebody and we go, oh, wow, that's a nice win, and then someone goes and beats them. So far Harbor Beach has proven that they're the top. But, you know, Friday night, Ubley led that game for a lot of the game. Harbor Beach finished on a 17-1 win or a run to get the win. But that just goes to show you that, again, anybody can beat anybody in the East. K-Pac's better this year. Memphis, you know, still kind of figuring things out. It's, you know, tough sledding for them so far. But Marlette's got a lot of talented kids. Brown City in the same boat as the Carroll girls, you know.
Yeah.
you don't lose Adelin Moore, you lose Gaydon Muxlow. And, you know, but it wasn't just Gaydon Muxlow. They had a lot of seniors on that team. So Brown City, a team that's going to keep getting better as the season goes along. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they knock somebody off late in the season and make things interesting in the East. But
so Sandusky this week has, I believe, we'll be doing that game Wednesday. That's on January 10th, 7 p.m. pregame on 92.5. And then they have Marlette and then Brown City also. As we talked about, Harbor Beach, big win over Ubley on Friday night. Their only losses was to Croswell, Lexington, and Yale. So teams that Sandusky has seen also. Mm-hmm. Coming off the league wins over Sandusky and Ubley for Harbor Beach, they'll have KPAC. Look out for them. And this is on the road for Harbor Beach this coming Wednesday night. And they'll have Memphis come next week and Marlette next week in Brown City, as well as the rematch against Sandusky. So, yeah, right now at the top of the heap, Harbor Beach 8-2, Marlette 4-5, KPEC 5-3, Sandusky 5-4, Brown City 4-5, Ubley is 4-4 overall, 1-8 is Memphis. Taking a look over in the Greater Thumb Wild West, at the top is Cassidy, who had our number one vote in the poll. They are 9-0, 3-0 in league play, 2-1, 6-3. Overall, Reese is 2-1, 5-4. Lakers 4-4, 1-1. 3-5 is Bad Axe, 1-1. It is a competitive Greater Thumb West. And Cass City leading the pack. This week, they will have Carroll. They'll be at Carroll. That will be on Wednesday. And then they'll have Reese this week. That's what Cass City has. And those are probably the highlight games of the week for the Greater Thumb West. For Carroll, as I said, they have Cass City, and then they'll have Reese also. So, and then Bad Axe next week. So a lot of league games really mixed in here. We'll really get to know who's really, you know, taking a hold of these. But we'll also find out just how close this, you know, the title will be fully decided, because I like it when it's not decided until the last week. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if there's just a snow out and they're in the middle of the playoffs, they have to finish that game to find out who's the league champ.
Yeah, those are fun.
So, all right, that's what we have in the Greater Thumb Conference. Overall in the NCTL, your outlook on this one here, Mike?
Where do you want to start, the Stars or the Stripes?
Let's go with the Stars right now.
Stars, okay. Yeah. I think Kingston and Dryden, you know, right at the top there.
Dryden's 7-1 right now.
Dryden is 7-1, and I saw them at the beginning of the season against Brown City. They are fast.
Yeah, they
have a lot of guards.
Yeah.
They play an up-tempo offense. And I think it's going to be pretty hard for teams in the Stars to defend that.
They got a tough week. Tomorrow they have Kingston. They'll be at Dryden. And then a home again hosting Deckerville on Friday night.
Okay. Kingston at Deckerville tomorrow.
Kingston at Dryden.
Kingston at Dryden.
And Deckerville at Dryden this week.
That'll be a good game. It's hard to play in Dryden, too.
Peck, one of the tough schedules also they played this year. They're 5-3. They just beat Deckerville. They lost to Marlette, they lost to Carroll, they lost to Ubley, but, you know, and they won over Brown City back in week one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stacked their schedule there. This week they have Mayville, and they'll be at Kingston on Friday night. Big rivalry game there.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they should be able to take care of Mayville. And, you know, like we said earlier in the show, this is a young team. Now they do have a senior guard in Carson Liebling. But I think one of the biggest things we saw out of Peck on Friday night was Cal Hayden, 20 points.
Yeah.
He you know, came to life in the
second half.
He had 2 points at halftime and scored his 18 in the second half. If Peck can get, now you're not going to get 20 points a night from him every night, but if you get 10, 12, 14 points from him every night, that could be great. And, you know, talking to Coach Abrigo, he said he's probably the best shooter on our team, but he just needs to be a little more patient, get some better looks, and, you know, we saw with Peck, you know, Carter Babcock coming off the bench. He was huge for them.
He,
you know,
sparked
he was
that
huge
comeback.
On the boards.
Sparked the comeback. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and, you know, Jeremy Abrigo's a great coach. And, you know, while this team is young, yes, they're going to be making improvements every single week. It seems like every single year, even if Peck's not competing for an NCTL title, they're always in the district finals or they're in the regional semifinals. They always find that postseason success, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they did it again this year.
I'll point out that Peck has a pretty good deep bench also. I noticed that Aiden Alfaro coming on.
He was big,
starting a little bit of spark when he had a little bit of a lull there.
Yep.
So, you know, he's good on the rebounds also, so he contributes to other players, you know, that are scoring there, and that was Cal Hayden and Thomas West Alfaro made a three. That was pretty pivotal.
It was, yeah.
You know, to keep that lead, too. So
kind of took the lid off the basket.
Yep. And a shout-out to Hunter Garza, though. Pretty darn good at playing last
Garza's weekend. Fun to watch, yeah.
And Flanagan. Ian Flanagan had a good game.
Yeah. So, he was very aggressive. Yes. I like to see that because you're going to get those calls if you're down there.
So Deckerbo will have hosting North Huron tomorrow, and they'll be at Dryden on Friday night. That's a huge game, and we'll see. And then they'll have Kingston next week also. Looking over into the North Central Thumb League Stripes Division, it is Bay City All Saints on top at 6-5. They have played 11 games already. 1-0.
Their schedule is ridiculous too. They played Bay City Western last week.
Yeah,
they played Garber. I think they opened the season with Bay City John Glenn. So All Saints, they're pretty good. they're
but they lost to Deckerville, 56-49.
Okay, well then so, that kind of takes the winds out of my sails.
And they won over Akron Fairgrove 61-44. But Akron Fairgrove is a scary team too.
Yes, they are.
They have shooters. They're 2-8, but don't let that fool you.
Right.
So you know that's where we're at. Caseville 1-7, 0-6 is CPS. Although they're under a first-year head coach, but I really like his style. I think they're going to learn this. This is a lot better scoring CPS team than we've seen in years past.
Well, and they're getting that first win this week. I think they go to Landmark Academy tomorrow.
They weren't hitting the boards well enough against Caseville. I didn't see them hit the boards as well for second-chance points compared to what Caseville was doing on that.
I think the thing that was impressive from Caseville, it was right from the opening tip. Yeah. They were running. They were playing great defense. They were doing great in the fast break. They got a ton of offensive opportunities off of fast breaks. And I think, once CPS settled in, they outscored Caseville in the second half. Yeah. But the problem was they were down by double digits at halftime.
Yeah.
If you can have the performance you saw in the second half, if you do that for four quarters, you're going to start winning games in the stripes. Because, this was a team that hung with Deckerville. This was a team that, kind of hung with Brown City. And again, they got off to a slow start against Brown City.
If it all comes together later in the season, it's going to be tough to try to get a league title here, especially when you're sitting with no wins right now. I know you're taking on some different teams and a little bit of tough of a schedule, but if it all comes together in the end of the season, we've seen some 2 or 3 win teams come together late in the season and win a district title.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is possible.
It's possible. I don't know what district they're in this year. I would imagine
The roadblock would be Bay City All Saints or Akron Fairgrove.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see where they.
I like the way the program is going though. I like Coach McPhail.
Yeah, I do
like
too.
Like you said, that's, I like his that, offensive.
That's some lineage
system.
Different. That's Brown City. That's Tony Burton coached or taught students of the game there.
Yeah, and the CPS girls are in the same boat. Yeah, I like their coach Jennifer Richmond, and then you got Leon Westover on the sidelines with him as well. He's got 80 years of basketball knowledge, and that's a young team. Lots of freshmen, but they got Allie Richmond back from injury last week, and that's going to be huge for them because she can provide the offense for them, and she's great on the defensive end. Tough start to the season for the CPS boys and girls, but they're trending in the right direction. They're going to start picking up some wins. CPS boys are beating Kimball this week. And
they're playing tomorrow.
And CPS girls are beating Akron Fairgrove.
Okay, we'll see. And then CPS does have Akron Fairgrove Friday night also, so look out for
that'll be a good game.
You think that, so?
Boys? Yeah.
And CPS is coming off a holiday break of almost 2 weeks for that game.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. They'll get it back. All right. That wraps up Thumb Sports Line, 9 minutes away from kickoff. Sorry, Mike. I tried.
That's all right.
Tune in next Monday. We'll be back here in the studio to really have more info here and really get it into the grid of things here. Thank you for tuning in to Thumb Sports Line. Go Blue against Washington Husky. Thank you, Mike Gallagher.
Thank you, Eddie Fury.
That wraps up Thumb Sports Line. Up next, Jesse Kelly.